SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, power prices are on the rise after the regulator moves to pass on wholesale hikes. Scott Morrison backs Peter Dutton to replace him as Liberal leader. And in sport, teenage sensation Garang Kuol wins high praise from the opposition after the A-League All-Stars clash with Barcelona. With the latest SBS news, I'm Gareth Borum. Electricity bills are expected to skyrocket around parts of the country, with millions of households likely to feel the pinch. A decision by the energy regulator means base electricity prices will increase by up to 18.3%, with the hardest hit areas forecast to be Queensland and New South Wales. The regulator was instructed by the outgoing Morrison government to delay the increase of the so-called default market offer from the 1st of May to today. Justin Oliver is a board member of the Australian Energy Regulator and has told SBS News there are several factors driving the price hike.
It's mainly wholesale cost of supply, and the chief driver there, to be honest, is fuel. It's coal and gas, and it's very expensive right now, and it's been getting expensive for a while. And that's, you know, in no small part due to global events, what's happening in Europe, but also demand more generally. And that's forecast to continue, at least in the market at the moment, over the course of the year.
Outgoing Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will support the new leader of the Liberal Party. The former Defence Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed he will be running for the leadership and will likely be unopposed. Former Environment Minister Susan Lee is looking to be the frontrunner to become the Liberal Party's deputy leader. In his first interview since conceding defeat, Mr Morrison has told 2GB Radio he will support the new leadership in the direction they're taking.
Of course, I'm disappointed by the result, very disappointed for colleagues who won't be coming back to the Parliament. And there are many issues there, but I know the new leadership of the party will, you know, get around that, and the party will come together. You know, it's not the first time the Liberal Party has lost an election. That happens from, you know, in various cycles, and the party will regroup and focus again under new leadership. And I look forward to giving that new leadership every support, and then going back to being a quiet Australian in the Shire.
The national group representing First Nations children in Australia has called for the establishment of a dedicated commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. The Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, known also as SNAICE, says too many Indigenous children are still being removed today from their families. 25 years after the Bringing Them Home report documented the impacts of the government's Stolen Generations policy, which mandated the forced removal of Indigenous children between 1910 and 1970. The group's CEO, Catherine Little, says more needs to be done to stop the policy's intergenerational impacts.
We've got more than 21,000 children in out-of-home care services at this moment in time, and a significant number of those children will not be reunited with their families, and we know that that number will continue to escalate. You'll hear in some states and territories where people are saying that there's seven generations removal in a particular family. This is really, it is unfathomable to think about that.
United States President Joe Biden has signed an executive order for police reform on the anniversary of George Floyd's death. Mr. Floyd was choked by a Minneapolis police officer who knelt on his neck for more than 9 minutes. His death spurred on Black Lives Matter protests around the world. The order directs all federal agencies to revise their use of force policies and creates a national registry of officers fired for misconduct. It will also offer grants to encourage state and local police to restrict the use of chokeholds and neck restraints. George Floyd's daughter, Gianna Floyd, was present at the White House signing. President Biden says the reform is all about accountability.
I don't know any good cop who likes a bad cop, but for many people, including many families here, such accountability is all too rare. That's why I promised as president I would do everything in my power to enact meaningful police reform that is real and lasting. That's why I called on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. The Senate's in my desk.
To sport, and Barcelona coach Xavi has praised teenage sensation Garang Kuol after a stunning performance for the A-League All-Stars last night. The European Giants won the friendlies game 3-2 against the All-Stars in front of 70,000 people in Sydney, the largest crowd in New South Wales since the pandemic began. But the big talking point after the match was 17-year-old Kuol's performance, who at one point dribbled half the length of the field before narrowly shooting the wrong side of the post. Xavi, who's widely regarded as one of the best midfielders in history, was impressed by what he saw.
He did really well. He created many chances, almost scored. So 16 years, yeah, Dwight Young told me, maybe he's a big liar, but 16, unbelievable. Yeah, all the best for him and for all the players.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Similar conditions in Melbourne with a top of 16. Hobart, shower or two, 14. Canberra, much the same with a top of 17. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, much the same, 21 as well. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, shower or two, 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. Darwin, sunny and 34. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.